oh, well, I pulled the file because I wanted to be thorough in remembering some of the things that Atlantans, both the city of Atlanta and other folks did in order to assist people who obviously lost everything. And there's been story after story in the last few days about people who lost everything. And we saw it on television. We heard it on radio. Many of us had family members and friends who were directly impacted, not just in New Orleans, but along the whole Gulf Coast. So I remember that Atlanta responded well, that we were welcoming, that we were resourceful, that we were thoughtful, that we were caring, and we were proactive.
And on that note, because obviously you were mayor then, but in terms of just trying to determine how Atlanta would be involved and the many departments within the city.
Well, I think mayors across the country. I mean, I remember talking to Martin O'Malley, who was mayor, been mayor of Baltimore. I can't remember if he was still in office. And he called to offer assistance. And Mayor Daley from Chicago. I mean, people from around the country were calling their contacts throughout the South to get an idea of how they might help us. So we had some idea that we might be asked for assistance. I don't think anyone knew where people would relocate to. The federal government under the FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, made arrangements for people to relocate from New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast to Houston and to Baton Rouge and a few of those places. But we saw over 100,000 people, men, women, and children, families, seniors, people who were ill, come to Atlanta. Many of them, I'd say the vast majority, came on their own. They organized themselves to come. Or we also found that there were many city employees who had family members who were directly impacted.
You mentioned the other mayors from other cities, and in going through those documents, Mayor Franklin, you and other mayors within the U.S. Conference of Mayors, you sort of coordinated your efforts for the evacuees. The cities adopted other areas, and I don't know if you remember, but the city of Atlanta adopted Wiggins, Mississippi.
Oh, I do remember that. As a matter of fact, we had an employee whose family was from Wiggins, Mississippi, and they were in some of the bigger cities were getting all the attention, and we heard about that, and the city decided that we were going to make some cash investments in the relocation and in the transition of people. But we also decided that we were going to make cash donations to cities, because when you call the mayor of a small town and say, what do you need? He says, well, we've got a lot of things, but what we don't have is cash. So you'll see that we made cash contributions mm-hmm. to several cities. We sent over 100 firefighters. I don't remember which city it was to. Maybe to New Orleans, but it could have been Mobile. We sent a team of executives from the Atlanta airport.
You sent fire trucks as well.
Yeah, we sent, I mean, the report is pretty extensive, but it really reflects people from all walks of life, including city government, trying to respond to this desperate situation that the storms created.
Was there any concern that you are aware of from city council members, because you're talking about all the money that was...
No, the council was unanimous yeah. in offering. I mean, as a matter of fact, we went to the council days after the storm, and we had calculated on the back of an envelope what it might take, and we asked for $1 million that would be... that the mayor, in this case, I would have discretion to spend as we saw fit. And they gave us that full discretion and the money. And I believe in the files you see the accounting of the funds. Mm-hmm. We didn't spend more money than we needed to. We spent almost $700,000 in cash. But city employees contributed to a fund to help other city employees' families. We had donations coming from all over the country, really. As a matter of fact, our sister city in Toulouse, France, sent us a shipment of, I think it was medical supplies that we were able to redistribute.
So it appears that the city of Atlanta was pretty well coordinated. Everything was orchestrated. Implementation was there. Of course, that's on a local level here for Atlanta. But then FEMA and GEMA had a lot of criticisms. Do you?
Well, I had criticisms. If you look through these documents, you'll see
and
I was
Sonny Perdue as well.
I was publicly the governor and I both. I publicly criticized FEMA for being flat-footed, for not being prepared, for not being prepared in advance, and then once the storm hit, for being flat-footed and not being prepared again. So in part, the city responded because FEMA was very slow in their response. But equally important, we wanted to be helpful. And when we found that literally thousands of people were flocking to Atlanta and the metropolitan area, we determined that we needed to do something and do it quickly. And one of the things that was most frustrating to me was that FEMA was willing to pay for hotel rooms, but was not willing to help relocate people into apartments so they could stabilize their lives.
And that's where we get into the housing situation, because I'm curious, did you have concerns about Atlanta being able to accommodate, at the time, really an unknown number of evacuees that were coming?
We found people to be very receptive. We used the what was then called the Atlanta Development Authority. I think it's Invest Atlanta now. We used them through their housing department, as well as the city's housing department, to assess where there were openings and possibilities. So you can see from the files, I mean, we offered deposit, funds for deposits. We offered assistance with rent. We offered new homeowner or new apartment or new renter kits, medical supplies. We didn't, I mean, we were concerned, but we continued to plow forward. It was no reason to be so concerned that you stop working.